It's Saturday morning and time for the Coaches Show. An in-depth look at high school sports with the coaches and players behind the headlines on News Radio KWOS 950 and 104.5. Here's Missouri Hall of Fame sportscaster Kevin Kelly.
Good morning and welcome to the Coaches Show. A lot to talk about. Let's get started. First of all, scores from last night. Helias beat Columbia Rockbridge in Columbia 34-13. The Jefferson City Jays over the Capital City Cavaliers last night at Atkins Stadium 42-7. And on the road at Versailles, the Blair Oaks Falcons over the Versailles Tigers in football by a score of 52-17. As we mentioned, Helias with a victory in Columbia against the Rockbridge Bruins. And joining us is Crusaders head football coach Chris Hinches. First of all, coach, I've always been told it's not a rivalry unless it's pretty even as far as the wins are concerned. You, with the win last night, now have 19 wins against Columbia. Rockbridge, they have 18. That's pretty good definition of a rivalry.
Yeah, it is, Kevin. You know, we kind of talked about that all week. And, you know, and I think it's just kind of indicative of the back and forth that Rockbridge and Helias have had, you know, for the 36 years I think we've played. It's always been a great game. And, you know, it was a good game last night. It was really nice to be on the winning end of that last night.
You know, it's a situation, too. Not only is it a big game as far as a rivalry is concerned for you, it was a key conference game last night. After you take a look at all the numbers in Week 5 as far as the conference is concerned with the game finals, you're the only team left undefeated in the conference right now.
Yeah, and that was important for us, you know, as far as the conference foe, you know, to play well, to get the win. I mean, they were, you know, they were there tied with us for first in the conference and to go on their home field and to play well and, you know, and to come out with a win. That certainly was a big goal for ours, you know, to go up there and to beat all three Columbia schools, which we were able to do, you know, and, you know, a win over Battle of Rockbridge and Hickman. That was real special.
It's always good to get out of the gate early in the ballgame. You did that last night, didn't you?
We did. We did. We scored on our first drive, and, you know, then, you know, they won the toss and deferred. And so we had the ball first, and we scored a good 11-play drive. And, you know, their first drive, that it was, you know, they successfully drove it all the way down the field, and our defense came up with a great fourth down stop. We were able to get the ball back. And score on a really well-designed play and good executed play, you know, to go up two scores early. You know, they were able to score on their next drive. And, you know, that touchdown before halftime, that pick six before halftime was really, you know, with them having the ability to have the ball coming out second half. And, you know, they were driving and, you know, we had kicked the field goal on our third possession. And for us to be able to get that pick six was really big to extend that lead going into halftime.
Yeah, it was huge, wasn't it?
It was huge. And, you know, they were driving too, having some success. Their quarterback just overthrew their receiver just by a couple of feet, and Caden did a great job of breaking on the ball. And I think he returned it 70 yards for a touchdown, I believe. But that was a huge momentum swing for us, because if they score there, as you know, even a field goal or a touchdown with the ball coming out second half, it's a different ball game, I think.
Saw a little tape from the game last night. That touchdown that put you up 13-0, Ryan Clark wide open in the middle of the field.
It was a play we complimented what we'd done the week before, where we threw a little bubble screen out to Cole Stumpy. We figured they would trigger pretty hard on that action, and they did. And that left Ryan wide open down the field, and a good throw, great catch. But man, the move that he put on that defender at the 3 yard line, I mean, Ryan running full speed just put the brakes on, and those defenders went sliding into the end zone. You know, Ryan's got a lot of ability with stuff like that, just being able to stop on a dime and change direction. And that was great to see a play that you know, we talked about, executed all week to really execute it during game conditions and do it exactly like we practiced it.
You know, over the years, we've talked about how good you need to be, not only offense, defense, but special teams. You get a couple of field goals last night. You mentioned it just a moment ago from Vinny Calvaruso.
Yeah. He played well last night. And, you know, special teams, anytime you have a big rival game like this, and you know, special teams are always going to be key. And I thought for the most part, special teams were really solid last night.
From what I saw, as far as the numbers are concerned, good night last night for Drew Miller at quarterback for you.
Yeah, I think Drew played his best game of the season. We needed him to play really well last night, and he did. I think 175 yards passing thereabouts. We were pretty balanced. I think we were about 175 passing, 175 rushing. You know, we did a good job of protecting Drew up front. We ran the ball, not unbelievably well, but we ran it well when we need to run it, ran it well. I thought we did a good job of our decision-making with the pass game. Overall, it was a very balanced attack for us last night.
In the passing game, it seems to me that he gets more and more comfortable every week. Would you agree?
I agree with that. Like I said, it was game experience that he needed, and Drew's got all the talent in the world, and we have high hopes for him and have a lot of confidence in him. And I thought he threw the ball really well last night, and that's going to come as the more experience you get, the game kind of slows down for you. With very little game experience coming into the season, you see him just making those steps each and every week.
You take a look at the numbers heading into the game last night, and Columbia Rockbridge was giving up some points on defense, but they were scoring a lot of points on offense, and your defense pretty well shut them down, didn't they?
Yeah, we did. They scored on a little slant pass late in the game to get their second touchdown against our second unit. A play that they actually threw a penalty on, and they ended up, because they had a lineman 5 yards downfield, and they had a referees conference, and they ended up picking up the flag and getting the touchdown. But our ones played great all night. I thought we really harassed their quarterback. Coach Pitts did a great job of dialing up some blitzes, and our linebackers did a great job of timing up our blitzes, and we were able to keep their quarterbacks running from our pressure a lot. And so they weren't ever really able to get comfortable back there and throwing the football. Second quarter, they had some success running the football. We made some good halftime adjustments with how we were doing things up front, and I think that really shut down their run in the second half. And really, in the second half, as we extended that lead to 3 scores, they threw the ball a lot, when we were able to get pressure, get some sacks. And, overall, just a great team win. Our defense played really solid last night.
All right, next week is homecoming. It's always a special time at Helias, isn't it?
It is. Homecoming, was a lot of fun. The kids have a lot of fun. Did a lot of things, festivities all week long, a lot of dress-up days and spirit days and assemblies and powder puff football and the parade and everything. It's always a great week. And, we were saying last night as coaches too, it's always a great week coming off a win. It's really great to come into homecoming the week and celebrate the, just everything homecoming has, and coming off a really big win against Rockbridge will make the whole week a lot better.
You will face the Capital City Cavaliers. Coach Damon Wells of the Jefferson City Jays described that football team as big, strong, physical, and fast.
Yes, and I haven't watched them a whole lot on tape, just a little bit here and there. We watched their game against Rockbridge, obviously, and, it's a team we have a lot of respect for. I know they're trying to build a program, get things going in the right way, and, like you said, a lot of talent, a lot of ability there, and, we're going to work real hard this week to put together a good game plan and be ready for Friday night.
You watch the districts this time of the year?
We're looking at it a little bit. I know, with Holt's win last night, we're creeping up. We're mm-hmm. getting closer. We're getting closer to that number one seed. We just need to take care of business and do what we need to do. And, if that number one seed is an important seed, it means you get to host all the games at your place. And, Holt's going to have to lose a game, I think, somewhere in their path, and we're going to have to keep winning. But it's something, surely we would love to have the number one seed in district, but it is what it is. You're still going to have to beat them, to win district. You're going to have to win all your district games. We're certainly keeping an eye on our placement within districts.
All right, here are the numbers as I looked at it just before I came in this morning. Holt is in the number one spot right now with 51.8 points. As you mentioned, they are 5-0 on the season. Helias in the number two spot, 4-1. Their total, as far as the points are concerned, 47.59. Battle is third with 33 points. They are 2-2. Then it is Liberty, Wentzville, Washington, and Capital City. You take a look at Holt, and I still think they need to play Francis Howell, don't they?
They do, yeah. They have Francis Howell and Troy. And Francis Howell's got, that's going to be a really big game for them, a big game for the district seeds. But yes, they have Francis Howell ahead of them.
Coach, thanks for the visit this morning. Look forward to the game on Friday night at Ray Hinch's Stadium. It's homecoming, Helias against Capital City.
Thanks, Kevin.
Last Crusaders head football coach Chris Inches. We're back with more after the break. It's the Coach's Show on KWOS.
ShopMidMo.com. Savings just a click away.
Some fun for your family, a friend's night out, a treat for yourself. ShopMidMo.com is a delicious way to spend a day. Gift certificates up to 50% off from Honey Baked Ham, Andy's Hickory Pit, Subway, and many more local businesses. Save time, save money at
ShopMidMo.com.
Take Heart Radio. Here's Dr. Monty Schenkel.
And I'm reminded of the words of Jesus that he spoke to Simon Peter. Now, this is moving to a New Testament reference. Peter said, "Lord, everybody else may run off and leave you, but I'm not going to run off and leave you." And Jesus said to him, "Simon, Simon, I am praying for you." He said, "Satan would like to have you that he might sift you as wheat, but I am praying for you that when you are converted, you will strengthen the brethren." Now, it did not mean, I don't think it meant that Simon Peter was a lost man at that point. I think it meant that Jesus could look into Simon Peter's heart and see that it was wandering away. And I'm telling you, there are times in your life, there are those of you seated here this morning, that he is looking right into your heart and he knows you're running away. You're in the process of walking away. You're not going to stick with it. You're not going to make it.
To hear more messages from Take Heart Radio, visit us online at concordjc.org.
Hi, I'm Jeff DeLong, owner of Custom Screen Printing and Embroidery. We want to make your company stand out. Something that makes us really stand out is our people. Our art department, their creativity is pretty awesome. And production, their attention to detail. Our staff cares about it from the start to the end. Everybody in there wants to do the best job that they can. They want to be a friend doing business with a friend. I think that's what makes us shine. It's just the fact that everybody in the office cares. Find us on the web at customscreen-emb.com.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
Welcome back. We are joined now by Blair Oaks Falcons head football coach Ted LePage. Last night in Versailles, Falcons over the Tigers by a score of 52-17. Coach, very good football game for your ball club last night.
Hey, it was a good way to come back. I thought our players, they matured a little bit during the week. We saw really good practices. We saw some, you know, they didn't like some of the changes that were going on. As young people don't, but then once they got to understand that, hey, the reason we're changing is to make us a better football team. It's not the personal. It's nothing in that nature. Last night they all came out, played their role. Everybody worked together. Very, very good team win. I thought we played all really good in all three phases of the game last night.
Huge first half for you, wasn't it?
It was. It really started off well. Well, I won't say start off well. Our first series, we threw an interception. Kind of just do it into an area where you shouldn't have. And Dylan is one of those, and he makes a mistake once. He's going to never make it again. He came off, patted, said, "That was me. I made a bad decision." Defense made a great stop. Then we started rolling. Then we started getting on the path. We got a really good second drive, drove down and scored. Dylan, a 5-yard run, came back, got a really nice stop, then threw a really nice ball down the middle of the field. Alec Weberg went and got very, very nice time pass play, 71-yard touchdown, just really beautiful. And then they had a really good quarterback. They got a really, really good receiver. We had a fourth and long, and quarterback got out and scrambled around. We watched it. He threw an off-balance throw, and their receiver was really well covered, went up, made an unbelievable back shoulder catch for a touchdown. So you have to give it to him every once in a while. But then after that, we just turned the floodgates open, and our kids really started to play well the rest of the first half.
Yeah, you mentioned it just a second ago, but the Tigers have a very good quarterback in Adam Ratcliffe, don't they?
You know, Kevin, he was on about the 30-yard line going in, and on fourth down, and we flushed him from the pocket and had four dudes in his face. He threw off his back foot, which is his right foot when you're running right, and he threw it into the end zone, and the young man threw it and went up and got it with the great defense. I mean, it was a contested catch, contested throw right on the boundary. You just don't see kids make a throw like that in high school. That was a very, very impressive throw, and you tip your hat every once in a while to the other players and say, they got good guys too.
Yeah, you talked earlier about the touchdown pass from Hare to Weberg to give you the 15-0 lead, and then they answer. But you go up 21-7 at the end of the first quarter, and that was a great run. I saw it last night. You talk about weaving through traffic. What a run from quarterback Dylan Hare. He was all over the place on that field.
Well, what's really nice is we added a little package for us that we think is going to help us. Nick Closter is really, really fast, really good. He's a sophomore receiver, and, you know, he comes from a good lineage of older brothers that have played. He's been playing corner for us. So we put him in, and we went five wides last night. I mean, five wide receivers, no running back, but we have the best running back in the state that takes a snap every play. So we have design runs out of it. We have design passes out of it. He ran a design run, and when you get in a five wide situation, a lot of people get excited about punt return and kick return because there's so much open field. Well, when Dylan hits inside and everybody spread out that much, it becomes an open field run. And he is a very, very fun watching guy, an open field. He hit the lane correctly on the play, but then it just became let your athleticism take over. And Dylan let his athleticism take over. He made a bunch of young guys feel very silly in space, and that's just the way Dylan could do it. But I would say the blocking up front really was the key to it, and I thought our offensive line last night very much dominated. Wyatt Bonnet, Caden Helscher, Bryson Jeffries, Griffin Hurst, and Zach Geller really did a tremendous job. And the other thing I was proud of last night, we started turning around and playing three of our offensive linemen a little bit on defense. So we had Justin Atnip, who's a sophomore, and then also Ethan Tobin, who's a junior, come in and play some offensive line for us. We're in on scoring drives, stayed at the game for a while. So we're starting to see some guys that are making their way into the playing on Friday nights that are really going to help us and help the rest of our offense.
We talked about the fact that you had a big first half in the ball game last night at Versailles. Defense played very, very well in the first half, didn't it?
There was hardly any running game. Their quarterback had a little 10-yard run early in the first quarter, and we corrected that right away. We did some things differently last night. I played some different guys. Caden Helscher went over and started for us on the defensive side. He's been playing offensive tackle. He's an All-State offensive tackle, but he's probably one of our best athletes, about 6'4", 210. He can run like a deer. He's in shape, doesn't sweat, doesn't 4-1 student. And he said, "Coach, I play defensive end." And he went in and did a tremendous job. Wyatt Bonnet went over and helped, and so did Bryson Jeffries. So we had some guys go over on the defensive side to help. But our normal defensive line of Aiden Beckman and Parker Bennett, they also did a tremendous, you know, they played like really good last night. They really were coached well. They listened during the week. And then Will Libert moved up to linebacker. I thought he did a really good job with Cole Peters. So I think we're gonna continue to move some moving parts on defense. But for the most part, I thought we had some guys last night that played with an edge. And when they play with an edge, you got a chance on defense.
You know, the win last night, I think, was your 19th in a row against Versailles, but you never take that for granted, do you?
I don't even know who. You know, and I love that everybody talks about it, but that to be us, it's 1-0 each week. And I know that sounds redundant, but when you're working with 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds, most people can't handle one of them in their house. We got to deal with 52 of them, trying to keep them focused and on task. Is a chore every week, and I have to take my hat off to our players because they come in every week. They'll come in this morning at 8 a.m. We've been here watching film for a while, but they'll come in. We'll watch film with them, and for the most part, they'll watch it, and they're trying to make themselves better, and they want to play for their teammate. That's one of the things I really like about Blair Oaks. You really see a lot of teammates out here. They're not selfish. They really just want to play together as a team. And you can see that last night in our throwing game. We threw four touchdown passes, four different receivers. And we had six receivers catch passes last night. So there's just the chemistry's good. We're getting better. We're still not where we want to be as far as with our youth of where we want to be maturity-wise, but we took a step forward last night.
You know, with your win in the Tri-County Conference last night, here are the other scores. Again, you beat Versailles 52-17. Boonville over California 32-8. Hallsville shut out Osage 28-0, and it was Southern Boone over Eldon 58-50. You've taken a look at the scores the last couple of weeks in the Tri-County Conference, and these teams can score points.
Well, as our coaches have said, this is our fourth year back, and it's probably as good as the conference has been since the early 2000s as far as balanced across the board. Versailles hasn't been very good the past couple of years, but Coach Seitz done a tremendous job down there. And those two young men he have are as good as anybody in conference. I'll put up against anybody. So they're able to score a lot of points. At halftime, I told our players, this is as little as anybody's kept this offense all year, so we're making strides defensively. We continue to make those strides defensively. We'll be all right in the conference. Got a big game next week. You know, Eldon is is going to come in here. They run the wing tee, but they got a back that if he gets to the second level, it is over. And he weighs about 240, and he is a rolling ball of nails. Holy cow. So we're going to have to get on him today or get to work, because they got a good supporting cast around him. They'll score a ton of points. We got to be able to limit their amount of touches next week.
Yeah, they scored 50 in that loss to Southern Boone last night, 58-50. As you mentioned, the wing tee on offense, and I was going to ask you to tell us a bit more about this running back.
He's about 6'2", I say 240. He's one of those guys, you look at him, and you take a look at the first film, and you're watching, you're like, okay, very quick. His first step really gets him going. And wing tee, they're very landmark-based. He hits his landmark, and if you don't get him when he hits his first step and plants and goes upfield, he is able to accelerate to full speed. And we have seen him run through multiple tackles, almost excruciating to watch, because people are bouncing off him like he is not even able to be tackled. So he runs away from people. A very, very impressive young man. But you can see their offense believes in the wing tee. They trust it. They're all on landmarks, very good at the blocking at the point of attack. So they're able to get him second level. And, man, he's making some people look very, very elementary when he starts running.
Coach, appreciate the visit this morning. Good luck on Friday night. That's a home game over at the Falcon Athletic Complex when you meet the Eldon Mustangs.
Thanks, Kevin. I want to wish my mom a happy 89th birthday this week. So she just had a birthday.
Very good. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Bye.
Blair Oaks Falcons head football coach Ted LePage. Let's take a look at their district real quick. Mexico last night played the Hannibal Pirates, in a pair of teams undefeated heading into week 5 of the high school football season. And Hannibal beat Mexico by a score of 48-21. Mexico right now still number one in Blair Oaks' district. With a 4-1 mark, they have 45.59 points. Blair Oaks is in second at 4-1 with their record, point total 42.70. Boonville, also 4-1, is third, 41.57 points. And then Eldon is fourth, Osage fifth. Southern Boone is sixth, Fulton is seventh. You know, last night about 12:45, you took a look at those situations as far as the district was concerned, and Osage was fourth, Eldon was fifth. They got up this morning and they flipped it because of the point totals with the other final scores from Friday night. So you have to keep a look at it multiple times during the day because it changes as far as the district is concerned. But again, Mexico right now on top as far as the district is concerned. Before we go to the break, we want to congratulate Blair Oaks Lady Falcons head softball coach Sharon Bushjo. She picked up career win number 500 yesterday as Blair Oaks beat Belton 10-0 in the first game of the UCM tournament in Warrensburg. Congratulations, Coach Bushjo. Back with more after the break. It's the Coaches Show on KWOS.
Snap right to his belt. Under pressure. Fires it. Intercepted. Left side. Honey Badger's got it. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Kansas City. Tyron Matthew. Boy, is he active.
This Sunday, the Chiefs look to rebound when they take on the L.A. Chargers at GEHA Field at Arrowhead. Pre-game starts at 11 on your home for Kansas City Chiefs football.
Chiefs football with Steve's Pest Control on 104.5 News Radio 950 KWOS.
Hi, I'm Rich Eisterhold with Three Rivers Electric Cooperative. Trees add beauty and charm to our local communities, but overgrown trees, brush, and vines near cooperative equipment can be dangerous if they come in contact with power lines. They can also cause disruptions to your electric service. That's why we regularly trim and clear vegetation in right-of-ways, which are the paths that power lines take to get to your home or business. Keeping our local right-of-ways clear improves service reliability for you, our member. To learn more about us, visit our website at threeriverselectric.com.
It's in our nature as human beings to procrastinate and put things off until the last possible second. And it's okay, unless the aching in your legs comes from a circulation problem. Get help now at Missouri Vein Care. Not only will you start feeling better right away, but you can also get treated before your deductible resets. Don't wait. Call Dr. Ryan and Missouri Vein Care now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Ryan with Missouri Vein Care, and we're ready to get you back to normal. Schedule your free vein screening at MissouriVeinCare.com.
It's our most protective wash yet. Introducing the Quickar Ceramic Wash. It's an industrial-grade polymer solution with ceramic nanotechnology, resulting in high-end, advanced scientific protection of your vehicle's finish. The Quickar Ceramic Wash. try it on its own or with the monthly unlimited wash club today. Quick Car. Quick, easy, and professional every time. In Jefferson City and Osage Beach.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
Welcome back to the Coaches Show. We are joined now by Jefferson City Jays head football coach Damon Wells. Last night at Atkins Stadium, the Jefferson City Jays beat the Capital City Cavaliers by a score of 42-7. Good morning, coach, and congratulations.
Thank you so much, and good morning to you.
Boy, was the situation. No scoring in the first quarter, no scoring in the third quarter, 42 points scored in the second quarter.
That's right. I think that it's easy to sometimes lose track of the fact that they're 16, 17-year-old boys, so you can have the greatest plans in the world, or sometimes not. And you're still trying to get some teenage boys to get it done. Other people practice, too, so we were just happy to get the opportunities that we had.
Seconds, that when you is when you scored four touchdowns to 7 minutes and 18 seconds. That when you is when you scored four touchdowns to go up 28-0.
Yeah, I still believe what I believe, that we continue to get better every day. I think you and I have talked. We're incredibly young. Currently, we have four seniors that play significant reps for us. So we just want to get even better today, as a matter of fact. So that's our agenda.
You know, it was senior night last night, a good way to celebrate senior night, wasn't it?
No doubt about it. You know, I think that especially football nowadays, it requires so much. It takes so much. It takes a village, as they say. And that's not just from kids. That's from their families as well. But, you know, these boys have given up significant portions of their summer. We get close to 60 kids every morning lifting weights, so it's great for them to be rewarded in front of their friends and family.
You know, and seniors played a big role in that football game last night in the win for you. Quarterback Hayden Wells, I thought, did an excellent job executing your offense. And David Bethune and Kevion Pendleton, three touchdowns each on the ground.
Yeah, and again, they're just good boys. And, you know, our offensive line continues to grow, but we're all underclassmen, all sophomores and juniors on the offensive line. But you know what? As fun as last night was, our complete and total focus on today is going to be to try to get better and prepare for Hickman.
You know, one other player I want to mention as far as a senior is concerned, I thought I had a good night for you, and that's Seth Brooks. Blocking and special teams play, he had some good tackles in the open field on kickoff returns last night for you.
No doubt about it, and the pass he caught might have changed the tide, because you're right, we were struggling to move the football a little bit, and then Seth caught a pretty important pass and turned it into a first down, nearly scored, and he's just a good boy.
I don't think one play completely changes who wins and who loses, but it certainly was a key last night. After your first two offensive possessions of the evening, you went three and out and were forced to punt. On that second offensive possession, you started the drive from the 29 and had to punt the football back to the Capital City Cavaliers, and you get a fumble recovery. Rodney Wilson recovers it at the Capital City 24, and that really got you started, didn't it?
You know, it sure did. And what a heck of a punt going back to Seth Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
He works tirelessly at that, and I think that the play you're talking about is a little bit of a microcosm of who we are right now and what we hope to continue to be. That, you know, obviously things aren't going exactly the way you planned if you're punting. But Seth, what a great punt. And we had great protection on that particular punt. And then Rodney hustling down the field made it happen.
What a situation, too. It looked like the ball just didn't want to avoid the return man, did it?
You know, I don't know. You know, it's great when it bounces your way every now and again.
We talked about it just a moment ago, but I want to spend a moment and talk about the execution by your quarterback yesterday. Hayden Wells, I thought, did an excellent job of running your option. There were times where people were confused who had the ball. I saw it, but David Bethune on that touchdown, I think a lot of people thought someone else had the ball.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we try to hang our hat on that. Hayden knows the offense. He knows what we're doing, and everybody has a role, and the kids are gradually, you know, finding value in some of the things that we preach, and I suppose that's parenting and teaching nowadays.
You know, four touchdowns on the ground of over 40 yards in the ball game for you. David Bethune had two of them as he scores from 57 yards out and from 56 yards out. two of them as well from Kevion Pendleton, 41 yards and 45 yards. You know, you had that situation. We've talked about this several times, that David Bethune has the ability to get out to the edge very quickly, a very speedy running back. And I'd say, Kevion Pendleton has excellent speed, and he is a tough runner between the tackles.
He definitely is, and Kevion is a football player. He has a very high football IQ, and David is as good of a young man as you could ever hope to be around. There's a picture circulating a little bit where, when we were up a few scores in one of our games earlier this year, David on his own was the one that picked up the water and was taking it out to the huddle for the kids that were in at the time. So he's incredibly selfless, just a great young man.
I think both of them combined for, over 330 yards in the ball game. I think David Bethune, 14 carries, 151 yards. Kevion Pendleton, 20 carries for 183 yards. You're over 340, close to 350 yards to get on the ground. That's four times in five games.
Yeah. We're going to do whatever we feel is necessary to move the football. And I don't want to be that guy, but we definitely felt like we left some opportunities out there as well. But no matter, like I said before, they're still high school boys, and it's our job to continue to practice and try to find ways to get them in positions to be successful, and that's just what we're going to keep on doing.
All right, Friday night, it's a home game at Atkins Stadium. It's homecoming. That's always a special week at Jefferson City.
It is, but from a coach's standpoint, I'd be lying to you if I said I'm a huge fan of homecoming week, just from a football standpoint. Heck of a lot of distractions built in this week, so we're going to preach to our boys all week long to try to keep the main thing the main thing.
And it's a great rivalry between Jefferson City and Columbia Hickman. It's the 118th meeting between the two schools. It's the second longest rivalry west of the Mississippi. First meeting started back in 1911.
Okay, I've heard that. And, you know, that's another reason why we're going to try to keep the main thing the main thing, and try to continue our climb to improve.
One final point, what'd you take away from the game last night?
Well, I don't know. I haven't watched film, and I'm still a big believer that no matter how good you think you were, the film never lies, and you probably weren't quite as good as you thought you were. So I'm pretty sure we're going to be able to take some things away to try to improve on. But I think, without a doubt, the thing I am most pleased with is, again, the attitude of our boys on the field. They were physical. They were violent. But they're still, they ask to be coached, that they're engaged, and they just play hard.
You know, we talked about the seniors from the game last night and the execution on offense. And you mentioned it a second ago, but the offensive line played very well as well, because, you know, you have to have that situation where everybody's doing their job on the line to be able to free up those running backs and the quarterback.
No doubt about it. And like I said many times before, they're all sophomores and juniors.
Coach, appreciate the visit this morning. Good luck on Friday night as you will celebrate homecoming at Atkins Stadium, taking on Columbia Hickman.
Thanks so much.
All right, the Jefferson City Jays against Columbia Hickman. Again, as I mentioned, it's the 118th meeting between the two. Jays lead the series with 60 wins, Columbia Hickman with 53, four games ending in a tie. It dates back to 1911, and the Jays have won the last nine meetings dating back to 2013. All right, let's take a look at the Jays district after 5 weeks of the high school football season. Hannibal is number one. They are 5-0 on the season, 54.79 points. Warrenton, it was interesting, last night about 11 o'clock when I took a look at the districts, it was Hannibal, Warrenton, and Jefferson City as the top three spots. Took a look again at it about 12:30 last night, and Jefferson City had moved into the number two spot. Warrenton had moved into the number three spot. Got up this morning about 6 o'clock, took a look at it one more time, and Warrenton now is in second place, and Jefferson City is in third. So let's take a look at it again. Hannibal is 5-0, 54.79 points. They beat Mexico last night by a score of 48-21. Warrenton, with a 2-2 mark, is second with 35.83 points. Jefferson City is third, but listen to this, 35.40 points. So 0.4 of a point difference between Warrenton and Jefferson City as far as second and third is concerned. And in a six-team district, the top two seeds draw the first round bye in postseason play. Kirksville checks in at number 4. Moberly is 5. Marshall is 6. Back with more after the break. Coach's Show on KWOS.
There's something you can't shake, and it's getting worse. Maybe it was from an injury, or maybe it's from overuse or poor posture. But that pain in your back is real. And those pills you've been taking no longer work. And you feel you're out of options. Well, here's your option. JR Pain Management and Reflexology. Reflexology kickstarts a natural healing throughout your body and can target back pain. No pills needed. Who knew treatment could feel so good? Break the cycle of pain with natural health. JRPainManagement.com.
Sons of insects, I am Bart the Pain Bug. So I've heard. I've also heard he bites humans by the hundreds. And if he were here, he'd wreak havoc amongst the bed sheets. I am Bart the Bedbug, and I see a whole army of ants and rodents, spiders and bedbugs here, in defiance of those who walk upon two legs. You've come to invade us, free bugs, and free bugs you are. What would you do without freedom? Will you invade? Hi, Scurry, and you'll live, but dying in your nests many days from now. Would you trade all those days for one chance? Just one chance to come back here and tell the humans that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom! Oh, is that Steve? Never mind. Scurry!
I'm Steve with Steve's Pest Control. We will eliminate your pest problem and stop the fall pest invasion. I guarantee it.
Steve's Pest Control.
Going that extra mile. Anymore, it's rare to get the first mile out of people, let alone the extra one. It really makes me appreciate Speedy Bee's convenience store. As if it ain't enough, they give you fresh burgers made to order, the cleanest bathrooms, and the coldest beer. Every one of their locations offers daily lunch specials, fresh made. That says extra mile to me, but maybe they don't keep track. Maybe they just enjoy the journey. Speedy Bee's. Fresh burgers, cold beer, clean bathrooms. Find Speedy Bee on Facebook.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
Welcome back. We are joined now by Capital City Cavaliers head football coach Joe Collier. Last night at Atkins Stadium, the Jefferson City Jays over the Capital City Cavaliers by a score of 42-7. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How you doing?
I know you're disappointed in the loss last night, but there are some good things that I saw from your football team in that ball game last night.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely with some good things. And I think we're finding an identity, and we should continue that road. I thought Ian Nelson did a great job running the ball. I think a couple of our guys, Cortez, and also Phillip ran the ball really well.
I want to talk about your defense for just a moment. Again, you play that 3-4 defense. They were physical last night, I thought.
Yes, they were very physical. And then the first half, I thought we had something going there, and then we had a couple breakdowns, boarded a couple breakdowns, and then had to gather ourselves, during halftime. But I thought for the most part, other than the costly breakdowns, I thought those guys, they played well, and they played well in the past and continue to play well for us.
We called the numbers of Jeremiah White, Hunter Schulte, Gabe Strobel. And I thought Jordan Gant in the secondary had a good night for you as well.
Oh yeah, they played technique football for the alignment assignment technique football for the most part of the evening. They give us a chance to compete and win each time they're on the field.
It was a great start for your defense because the Jays had the ball first in the ball game, starting a drive after the kickoff return at their own 44. They go 3-and-out, have to punt. You take it and get it across midfield, drive stalls in Jay territory. You punt it back to them. Second offensive possession for Jefferson City starts at the 29. They go 3-and-out again, have to punt it back to you. Big punt by Seth Brooks, and that ball just seemed to not want to avoid your special teams player back there, and it goes off of him, and the Jays recover it at the Cavalier 24-yard line. That was a big turn early in the ball game, wasn't it?
You know, yes, and it's that was unfortunate because, you know, I felt like early on that the momentum was ours. And so, you know, even though we wasn't scoring, we was moving the ball, and I thought guys was, you know, believing that we can play with them. And then that happened. It kind of deflated things a little bit.
Big part of the game, we talked with Coach Wells just a few moments ago, but the big part of the game, again, I don't think it's one play that makes a difference in the ball game, but certainly that fumble recovery deep in your territory got the Jays started. But I think when you take a look at this football game, it was that stretch in the second quarter of a little more than 7 minutes where they put four touchdowns on the board and scored 28 points.
Yeah, that was the, you know, and it was on, I can say two of them was, you know, it was two plays. It was two plays that hurt us and that, you know, we broke down defensively. But, you know, I don't think we helped ourselves offensively too, that, you know, that kept those guys on the field and kept figuring things out. And I think we continue that trend also, that, you know, we put defense on the field and help teams figure us out a little bit, figure out, you know, where they can hurt us. And I think we need to continue to work on that. Just, you know, keeping our defense off the field.
Taking a look at your offense last night, quarterback Hayden Carroll, good combination with him and Ethan Otto. I think we had Ethan Otto with 7 catches for over 50 yards in the ball game.
Yeah, they connected a little bit last night. We thought we can get those safeties were back a little bit. We thought we could get some, you know, some underneath yards and steal some yards and take what they give us. So we, you know, we try to do that as much as possible.
You mentioned it just a moment ago, but the tight end on your offensive line is Ian Nelson. You moved him to the backfield in the second half of the ball game last night. He had 75 yards. He ran tough.
Oh yeah. And that's why we put him at Y, because we thought we could get him some catches and he'd get some tough yards in the secondary. But then, you know, we said, hey, this guy runs hard. Let's figure out another way to get him the ball. And I thought he did pretty well back there.
Big run in the second half for Philip Richardson of 63 yards that set up your touchdown on an 11-yard run. I thought Cordez Wilder ran the ball well for you last night.
Right. Like those backs, they can get it and they can get it and go, and when they get out, they can get out at any time. You know, we just got to give them more opportunities.
We talked about it last Saturday on the Coach's Show, where it was a good second half for you against Columbia Rockbridge, but Rockbridge kind of got control of things in the first half. It's kind of what happened again last night, didn't it?
Yes, and I promise you, I'm working on that. I'm trying to figure out how to get these guys going earlier. That's something that, you know, I just got to continue to work on as a coach to try to get these guys going earlier. But it seems like when we settle in and we believe a little bit in ourselves, we can kind of roll with anybody. But right now we just got to stop hurting ourselves with the turnovers and figure out a way to get going early.
It's kind of like I've seen this movie before, right?
Yeah, right. Yes. I don't like this movie either.
All right, you head down the street, Ray Hinch's Stadium on Friday night. You'll take on the Helias Crusaders that are defending state champions in Class 4. They are the defending conference champions. This will be a tough assignment against the Crusaders.
Yeah, very well-coached team. You know, what's very, you know, glaring about Helias is that the kids are in the know. They just know football, so it's hard to beat a team when every kid that's on the field is very knowledgeable about what's going on and just the sport in general.
What'd you take away from the game last night that you're going to work on this week in practice?
Getting started early, cutting down the mistakes, and, you know, just work on just different pieces to make sure we don't turn over the ball ourselves and make sure we're in the know on defense and try to do things to keep those guys off the field. That's all.
Four games in the book as you headed into week 5 last night. There's 4 games left in the regular season, so we hit the halfway point last night in the football game. It's been a quick season so far, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It definitely went fast. It's going fast. The days are going fast also. So just want to make sure we're making the best of it.
And this team's a lot different than it was the first day of practice when it stepped on the football field.
Yeah, definitely, definitely a little different. It was some guys that we were kind of dependent on that, you know, kind of got banged up, and we're going to get those guys back soon. So probably add a little juice to our situation. I'm not saying we're going this stretch of wins, but it'll definitely help us out.
Coach, we look forward to the game on Friday night. Thanks for the visit this morning.
All right, thank you.
Capital City Cavaliers head football coach Joe Collier. We'll have the game for you right here on KWOS on Friday night, 6:30 with our pregame show, 7 o'clock with the play-by-play as Helias will host the Capital City Cavaliers. Here is the setup as far as the Central Missouri Activities Conference is concerned in week 6 of the high school football season. Columbia Hickman is here in Jefferson City to take on the Jays at Atkins Stadium. Capital City is at Helias. Battle will be at Sedalia Smith Cotton. Columbia Rockbridge will step out of conference play, and they will be at Liberty. In the Tri-County Conference in Week 6 of the high school football season, Eldon is at Blair Oaks to take on the Falcons. Osage is at Boonville. Hallsville is at Southern Boone. Versailles is at California. Some other scores from last night. Moberly, 10 better than Fulton, 32-22 the final score. Kirksville shut out Marshall, 14-0. It was Tipton 41, Lone Jack 7. Hogan Prep over Russellville 35-21. Liberty Wentzville 28, Francis Howell North 6. Valley Catholic shut out St. Francis Borgia 42-0. It was Warrenton over St. Charles West 28-14. Fort Zumwalt South 3 better than Washington, the final score 38-35. As we mentioned, Hannibal over Mexico in a pair of unbeaten teams. It was the Hannibal Pirates 48. The Mexico Bulldogs, 21. And Holt remained undefeated on the season with a big victory, 57-21 over Fort Zumwalt West. Holt is now 5-0 on the season. In the Central Missouri Activities Conference last night, it was Helias over Columbia Rockbridge, 34-13. Jefferson City beat Capital City, 42-7 at Atkins Stadium. It was Columbia Hickman over Sedalia Smith Cotton by 10. Hickman, 16-6 winners. And stepping out of conference play last night, Battle, as they took on Poplar Bluff. The Mules win that one over Battle, 26-22. In Tri-County Conference play, Blair Oaks over Versailles, 52-17. Boonville beat California, 32-8. The Pirates are 4-1 on the season. Undefeated at 5-0 is Hallsville. They shut out Osage last night, 28-0. And in a shootout, it was Southern Boone over Eldon. The final score was 58-50 gives us an opportunity to take a look one more time at the district standings as we head into week 6 of the high school football season. First of all, in Blair Oaks' district, Mexico is on top with a 4-1 record and a point total of 45.59. Blair Oaks is second, 4-1, 42.70. Boonville is third. They are also 4-1 on the season, 41.57 points for the Pirates. Then it is Eldon in fourth with 32.2 points. Osage is fifth at 29.41. Then it is Southern Boone and Fulton rounding out the 7-team district. For the Jefferson City Jays, Hannibal still on top with a record of 5-0. The Pirates have a team total of 54.79 points as far as the district is concerned. Warrensburg is number two. They are 2-2 on the season. They have 35.83 points. Jefferson City is third, 2-3 on the season, and the Jays have point total of 35.40, so they're 0.4 of a point behind Warrenton as far as the second place spot is concerned after 5 weeks of the high school football season. Kirksville is in fourth, Moberly fifth, and Marshall is sixth. Helias and Capital City in their district, Holt still on top. They won last night. They moved to 5-0 on the season. Their point total, 51.8. Helias is second. They are 4-1, 47.59 points. Battle is third, 33 points. They are 2-2 on the season. Next, it is Liberty Wentzville is 31.59 points. Washington is 25.9. Capital City at 15.44. So again, Helias second in their district. Jefferson City right now third in their district. Blair Oaks is second in their district heading into week 6 of the high school football season. Again, your schedule has Blair Oaks at home against Eldon in week 6 of the high school football season. The Falcons will take a 4-1 mark into that game against Eldon. Mustangs are 2-3. Again, Capital City 0-5 will be at Helias to take on the Crusaders. Helias is 4-1, still undefeated in conference play. Jefferson City is at home to take on Columbia Hickman, and that game is at Atkins Stadium. The Jays come in with a mark of 2-3 on the season, riding a two-game winning streak. We'll have the Hawaii's Capital City football game on Friday night, 6:30 with our pregame show, 7 o'clock with the play-by-play. We'll see you next week on The Coach's Show.